I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This particular episode of The Rough Draft Diaries involves the tale of two different women. One is Eleanor Roosevelt, and the other is Gail Conrad. While you may recognize one name and not the other, they are both closely connected. Eleanor Roosevelt was the longest-serving First Lady of the United States. Married to Franklin Roosevelt, she held the position from March of 1933 to April of 1945. Gail Conrad is a retired English teacher, having worked at schools like Lourdes University, Toledo University, and Owens Community College. Through teaching and through her retirement, she has also been an impersonator of Eleanor since the early 90s.
You admire, you don't portray someone you don't admire, that's for sure. And that's what we're doing.
Gail's first performance of Eleanor Roosevelt was kind of an accident. You see, Gail is a member and former president of Toledo's local branch of the AAUW, the American Association of University Women.
It was founded in 1881, just 3 years before Eleanor Roosevelt was born, made up of college women graduates. And they wanted to assure that more women went to college. Really, the mission statement says, we search for equity for all women and girls by means of advocacy, philanthropy, education, and research.
It was in 1989 that the AAUW was looking for a special opening act for a fundraising event regarding their Eleanor Roosevelt Fund.
The president of the state association said, Gail, we need someone to portray Eleanor Roosevelt, just for a little short skit. And she was about 6 foot tall. I'm maybe 5'1". But the women I had in mind who would be willing and had a pleasure in speaking in front of a group weren't available. So I said, well, let me do it.
That performance was a one-time gig. Although it was very successful, Gail didn't think about portraying Eleanor again until about 3 years later, in 1991, when the AAUW released a report called Shortchanging Girls, Shortchanging America. Was based on a nationwide poll of students ages 9 to 15. The study found that girls overall experience a significantly greater drop in self-esteem during adolescence than boys do. Part of that drop was caused by the school system, where, maybe unintentionally, girls were being discouraged from a wide range of academic pursuits. But they also found blame in other places.
You just watch the advertising on television. So many girls and women are shown through advertising that they simply aren't complete. They aren't really complete women or girls unless they're beautiful and thin. And we have the products to sell you to make you that. Because really all that counts for women and girls is to be beautiful and thin, and if possible, rich.
That way of thinking is not a new one. In fact, it has a direct connection to the early days of Eleanor Roosevelt.
And you know, it was the same in the 1880s when Eleanor Roosevelt was born in 1884, and her mother was just a beautiful woman, but Eleanor was quite plain. And her mother even sadly made it clear to her that she didn't think that Eleanor would ever be a success in life because she was neither beautiful nor thin.
So as the women of AAUW read through Shortchanging Girls, Shortchanging America, they thought of all the women in American history who had fought against those same limitations listed in that 1991 report. And they decided to do something about it.
So we decided to take a show on the road, so to speak, become a traveling curriculum, and make sure that school children with whom we spoke knew of the fine deeds, the important activities women had undertaken in the past.
The troupe was called Women in History. Each woman traveled to different schools, churches, book groups, educational societies, various events impersonating a famous woman in history. Gail naturally chose to impersonate Eleanor Roosevelt, a woman who had already grown close to her heart.
We become very you want to keep her to yourself almost. I mean, you want to spread the word about her and teach others about her, but proprietary, I guess, would be the best way to say it. But I've learned a great deal, particularly reading about her and how she was such a fearful child and grew into such a brave, courageous, loving, risk-taking woman. You know, she was afraid of everything. That was it. I think a lot of girls and women today, although fewer, than when I was little, are overcoming their fears. They're learning risk-taking is part of life. They oughtn't to be afraid of failure. That's how you learn.
I am fully aware that the position I own today, that of a radio host and producer, is due to the hard work of the women who came before me. Women who suffered from insecurities and financial issues, who struggled with their own family and with society, and yet kept pushing for a brighter future and an easier road for generations ahead. And although I don't think we've made it just yet, I find it's important to look back before we can start pushing ahead again. So we'll end this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries not with my voice or Gail's voice, but with a voice from the past, the voice of Eleanor Roosevelt.
If we turn away from the needs of others, we align ourselves with those forces which are bringing about this suffering and which we must eventually try to defeat. Remember, in this country, the gift must be based.